2010 English Standard Grade Foundation Close Reading Paper. In the following passage, the main character Theo has a frightening experience. About the time that Theo Dove turned 13, he became ill and had to spend several weeks in bed. The holidays were due, so he did not miss much school. This pleased Theo, as he enjoyed school, but it was a boring, disagreeable time. After the first 2 weeks, he was not exactly ill and not exactly well. The fever and aches and wobbliness were bad enough, but worse was the way he felt, as if a damp grey curtain had been dropped between him and the world. This way of feeling was not Theo's line at all. He was a sharp, stringy person, always on the go, interested in most things and ready to do something about them. When he was small, he had overheard his mother telling someone that he was a fearless little boy. At the time, he hadn't been quite sure how to think of himself, and he had been much taken by the description. It had been no sweat living up to it ever since. But after the illness, he didn't care much for anything, not even the house moving that had happened in his fourth week of being sick. Then the Doves left Parramatta and moved to a brand new housing development east of the Nepean River. It was a giant leap forward for the family because Cheapies, the supermarket people for whom Mr. Dove worked, had opened a branch there and Mr. Dove was to be manager. Feebly, Theo lay in bed and listened to his mother being rapturous about Dad moving up the ladder. Flabbily, he sat on the sofa, wrapped in a blanket, while his bed was being carted off to the removal van. Totteringly, he was helped into the car and carried away into the sunset to the new flat. He felt as if someone had slipped his backbone out, but he refused to go to bed. "No way, Mum," he said. "Not on our first day here." He sat in a chair near the kitchen door with a smile forced on his face to match the one that flitted like sunshine across his mother's as she cooked their first dinner. She kept interrupting the process every 3 minutes by running the window and blissfully crying, "I can see the river. Oh, Ted, I can see the lovely hills. I've always wanted hills and the smell of everything here. Ted, all new and clean and painty." Ted was Mr. Dove. Naturally, there were plenty of things about his father that set Theo's teeth on edge. There was the way he held a fork like a pencil and the back of his neck wrinkled exactly like a second forehead. Theo hated himself for finding anything at all about his father that he didn't like. But he was honest and he had to admit these things. But now, seeing his parents so happy, he was happy too. Whether that were the reason or the new home was, or whatever, he began to feel steadily better.